Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. Today, I want to talk about how to beat burnout, because I have found myself burnt out. I'm like laughing about it and I'm, you know, being all chipper about it. But I was actually really sick the last few days. Wasn't like cough sick or flu sick, just physically so fatigued, really worn down, really tired. My body just could not. And I kept thinking something was wrong. And then it turned out the more that I talked about it, the more that I really kind of unpacked what was making me feel some type of way, I realized that I've just been doing too much and feeling way too, I guess, overdone, overboiled, overcooked. I think the thing that sucks when you start to feel burnt out is that, like, physically, at least for me, I've been really fatigued. This is the first day that I'm physically starting to feel better, where my muscles aren't just aching. Almost like when you do have the flu and you get those body aches. I had those body aches, but I didn't have any other flu symptoms. So physically, this is the first day that I'm starting to feel better. But mentally, there was still a lot of anxiety inside of like, okay, I need to do this. I need to get that thing done, while also just staying on top of the normal day-to-day things of just taking care of my baby and taking care of my house. And so there's been a lot on my plate, both with that and work, and then on top of it, just there's been a lot. There might be a lot on your plate if you're listening to this episode. So grab a cup of something good, or, you know, go for your walk, take your drive, tune in, and let's talk burnout. So when I first realized that I was feeling burnt out, I do this thing where I text myself. Every time I come up with an idea or a thought or something that I want to remember, but I don't have like the proper note for it in my phone, I'll just text it to myself and then file it into a note later. And so I texted myself, okay, what would I tell somebody if they told me that they were feeling burnt out? Almost so that I could give myself the advice that I know that I'd be really willing to give somebody else, but it can sometimes be hard to take our own advice. And these are the answers that I came up with. The first thing you have to do is locate the source of your burnout. And there can be multiple sources or just one. So I mentioned that I was feeling really physically burnt out, like physically fatigued. My body was just really expressing to me that I had gone too hard for too long. But there can be other types of burnout or fatigue as well, such as mental burnout, spiritual burnout. You can have creative burnout if you've been creating or producing too much for too long. You could have social burnout from being around too many people for too long. You can have professional burnout in your job. So maybe you're feeling burnout in one area, maybe you're feeling it in multiple areas, but just sit with that and ask, okay, where am I feeling burnt out? Am I feeling it physically? Am I feeling it mentally? Am I feeling it creatively, spiritually? Or there could be a whole other sector that I'm not even thinking of or mentioning here. And is it one or is it multiple? Sometimes too, I think that when we ignore the first source, we tend to start feeling it ripple down into other areas. So maybe you ignored your creative burnout or your professional burnout, and then you started to feel mentally burned out. And then you ignored that, so then you start to feel physically burnt out. And once you've located that source, dissect it a little bit. Okay, so I'm feeling physically fatigued. What have I been doing physically that would cause me to feel this way? I've been feeling mentally burnt out. What have I been thinking about? What's been on my mind lately? What's been, you know, racking up and things to do or think about that's causing this burnout? That's where you can really start to get personalized and get down into the nitty-gritty of what's causing that source burnout. And the difference between being burnt out versus just being tired or having an off week is that normally you're on fumes. You've been going for far too long that you literally have no fuel left. You have no juice left. It's like your resources are depleted. It's not just like, oh, bad day, bad week. Oh, I'm having a bit of a dip and you come back up. It's like you tend to need much more time. You tend to need to actually take a full step back, if not an entire break, to really be able to recoup and replenish your source of energy in whatever area that you are feeling burnt out in.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So the next thing I wrote down is to review your expectations of yourself. And personally, this is where I find that I have the most difficulty. I can definitely become aware and analyze when I'm feeling burnt out and notice it. But then it's like when it's time to sit down and start to review and maybe change some expectations that I'm putting on myself or some pressure that I'm putting on myself, I get very lofty and want to do so much, right? And it's finding that balance, which can be really difficult to do sometimes. But when you sit down and you really think, okay, what am I expecting of myself right now? And how can I rearrange that or manage that better so that I'm not keeping myself into a perpetual loop of inevitable burnout, so that when you do replenish your sources and you do start to feel better again, you're not really setting yourself up to just become burnt out yet again, like when you pick everything back up. I think that another part of this comes with having to just let yourself fully fall apart if you need to. Like for an example, the other day when I finally was like, yeah, okay, day three, I was like, okay, this is definitely not just a bad day. Then my body's trying to tell me something. And then it wasn't until my sister asked me what's going on, like, what do you think is making you feel this way? And then I started to just like, I just started to unload. I just started to be like, okay, here's all the things that are on my plate. Here's all the things that I'm working on. Here's all the things that I'm doing or just trying to manage or keep intact. And as soon as I started to do that, I finally got to own how I felt. So having an outside source or maybe writing it down in a journal, like everything that you're expecting of yourself, everything that's going on right now. I think if we just suppress what we're feeling or we just, you know, act like it's not bothering us as much as it is, or sometimes we don't even realize how much is on our plate until we ourselves say it out loud. I could feel the tension leaving my physical body, which to me was a sign that the fact that I was feeling so physically unwell was a manifestation of how much I wasn't dealing with how much was sitting on my mind or stressing me out inside. I know this is redundant and probably repeated in many coffee talks, but it is really important to prioritize what is the most important and see if you can release things in your grasp that you don't necessarily need to be doing right now. I'll give you a really, really tough example for me. So I'm in the middle of rebranding my business, which I think a lot of you guys know if you've been listening to the coffee talks or specifically the one, two episodes ago with how I'm just like, it's an exciting process. It's been really fun. But I realized, I think this week, that it was a lot to take on. And I kind of just took the ground running because I was feeling so motivated and I was so excited and all these creative ideas were coming to me. And it was finally the push I needed to really take those steps that I'd been thinking about for some time. At the same time, though, when I sat down and asked myself, okay, what is the most important to me right now? What do I really feel like needs to take top priority and what can wait a little bit? I realized that, well, for one, I was meant to be on a maternity leave, so doing double the work or months worth of work all of a sudden out of nowhere was definitely not a top priority for me. I definitely do not want to look back on this chapter of my life and feel any kind of resentment towards work or towards myself for not focusing on my family, not focusing on specifically my new baby, and not focusing on even just in general. Like, we have a lot going on in our family right now. We have a family member that is struggling with their health. And so it's important to spend as much time together, all together as possible, make as many memories as possible. And I don't want to feel like I'm half checked out of this chapter of my life because there's so much going on with my work, you know? So that was a really hard truth to own within myself, because again, managing expectations of myself is not my strong suit. And in my head, I was like, I can do it all. I can definitely do it all, but I can't, and nobody can. And when we think we can do it all, or when, you know, sometimes the internet makes it seem like everybody else is doing it all, so we should be able to, it sets us up for burnout. So I had to just honestly think, okay, it might take me months to rebrand. And that's going to suck, because I think that when you have a lot of people that are excited about something with you, you don't want to take too long. But at the same time, when you manage your priorities and you realize what's at the top, it was like family, health, business. That was the order it came in. So family and my health have to come above my business. And so that means there are going to be days where I thought I would get to something and I didn't. I would have liked to get more done, but ended up spending time with my family instead. And that has to be okay with me. That is me managing my expectations of myself and realizing, or giving myself permission to be like, okay, this is fine because I did what I needed to do. So literally list it down, put it in your phone, put it in your journal, write down your priorities so that when you are having one of those days where you feel yourself kind of getting to your edge of, okay, I don't have that much energy left, what should I focus on? Focus on the top, if not top two priorities. And let go your need to prove anything. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You don't have to prove anything to anyone, including yourself. which is another hard pill to swallow, because I think sometimes we use that kind of energy as motivation, like to prove ourselves in some type of way, but you don't have to prove yourself to anyone or anything. And in fact, it's actually really honorable to learn how to balance and manage and be able to take breaks, be able to prioritize, be able to get things done, but not at the expense of yourself. You know, that's proving much more than, you know, burning yourself alive just to try and get as much done as possible. And last but not least, trust the timing of your life, which I think this is another one that really hit home for myself when I was writing it out, because as I was just mentioning, if my rebranding business model takes way longer than I expected, I have to learn to trust that. I have to learn to trust the timing of my life and know that it'll get done. It might not get done on my expected time, but I have to trust that and allow it to take the time it's going to take without coming at the expense of my health or coming at the expense of time with my family. And so whatever it is that is an expense for you, trust the timing of your life, let things take as long as they're gonna take, and don't burn yourself out trying to get them done. The next step is an inevitable one, and it's making necessary sacrifices. So once you've made your priority list, look at everything else and ask, okay, what can be cut, and be ruthless about it, which again can be really, really hard. But if you have to, say no to things. It sounds simple, but it can sometimes be really, really difficult. If people are asking to get together with you and you just don't have the time, say no. If someone's asking you to do them a favor, you're allowed to say no. It doesn't make you a bad friend or a bad family member or a bad anything. You just literally do not have the space or the time on your plate. So I wish I could, but I can't, period. That's the only sentence you really need to know. Rearrange your schedule if that's possible. I mean, take some habits off your plate even. If you have to, get crafty. Start taking the stairs and walking to the mailbox and let that be your exercise for the day. As long as you're moving relatively, you can take some workouts off your plate. One of the life-saving things that I've done in the last few months is buy these prepped frozen meals that we keep in our deep freeze because I just don't have the time to cook right now. And so doing that allows me an extra hour or two on my schedule from just like cooking and cleaning up afterwards. Meals are ready, we just pop them in the oven and eat them and they're done and there's not much cleanup. And that gives me so much more time, even if it's just a little extra time to rest. It's so, so important. And the other thing about saying no, I know I'm hopping back here, but I wrote my notes a little messy today. But another thing about saying no is you can also postpone. You don't necessarily have to say absolute no. You can say, I'm really busy right now, but why don't we do that in a few months? Like if someone wants to start a new project or take a new trip somewhere, you can be like, that sounds amazing. I would love to, just not right now. What about next season? And let go of some goals, which again, I'm not good at doing this. So I tend to use that postpone rule a lot for this one because instead of being like, no, I'm just not going to do that goal, when I have a really good idea and I like it, I don't like letting go of it. So I'll always end up just pushing it to the next season or pushing it to the season after that if it doesn't get done, which you can do. But it might also be worth reanalyzing the things that you have set out for yourself and think, does this really even fit? Do I really need this in my life? Could this even happen in a couple years? Does it have to happen right now? Like, look at that priority list again and let go of some goals that just aren't benefiting you in any kind of way right now. And my final tip for beating burnout is make your health part of your top priority, because burnout can lead to so many other problems further down the line. And I mean, you might not notice it right away, might not even notice it this year, but in the next few years, if you continuously burn yourself out like this, your body will react. The way that we act, the way that we move through life, the things that we do, even the things that we say, they combine, you know, they start to build on top of each other for long periods of time. And if you do not take at least general care of yourself, it will eventually physically manifest in your body. And so make your health top priority. And everything else can wait. And that can be, again, really, really hard to do, especially if there's any reason or anything blocking you from believing that you're worthy of taking care of yourself above all else. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Like when your energy is gone, it's gone and you've got nothing left for anybody else, let alone yourself. But when you fill up your cup, when you take care of your body, when you take care of your health, when you take care of yourself, and that's not just your physical health, that means your mental health, your spiritual health, everything about you, anything that allows you to feel a sense of vitality, a sense of energy, that's when you're able to overflow. And that's when you're able to be like, wow, look at all these things I'm getting done. Like, I definitely think that those last few weeks where I did eventually end up getting burnt out wasn't necessarily because I need to check myself here. I definitely was taking on a lot, but at one point it did feel really good. It's just that the days when it started to feel like maybe too much, or the days where I was starting to get those signals, maybe I can take a couple things off my list today, and I ignored them, that's when I went wrong. But prioritizing your health, prioritizing rest in any kind of form, and rest can include, you know, entertainment. Rest can include just laying on the couch with the people that you love, watching a movie. Rest can definitely include extra sleep or some nap time or some you time or a bubble bath, any kind of thing that allows you to feel restful. So anything that brings your stress levels down, anything that allows you to feel like you're replenishing your energy or refilling your cup. And again, like I mentioned, this includes your mental health as well. So book in to see your therapist if you have one. Vent to that loved one. You know, having my sister ask me the other day, okay, well, what's on your plate? Like, what's going on? That actually was such a turning point for me, because that was the first time I listed it all out and said it all out loud for the first time, and then took a look at everything and was like, wow, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot for anybody. So, you know, confide in a loved one. It's going to be hard to do, because I'm sure that there's a lot of things that you need to do. I'm sure you have deadlines. I'm sure you have things that you need to get to, but taking care of your health first will allow you to actually get those things done quicker. Because if you try and do those things now while you're burnt out, then it's going to be either one, not done well, or two, it's going to take you a really long time to get it all done because you have no energy. You have nothing left in you. So even if all you can manage is just one really good night of sleep, or taking an hour out of your day today to just take care of yourself or take a bubble bath or whatever it is, like, do a little bit for yourself. Start taking those tiny little steps. It doesn't need to be huge, just tiny little steps to take better care of your health in this chapter, and your burnout will start to deplete a little bit. It'll start to reverse a little bit. You'll start to feel a bit more rejuvenated, and you'll slowly start to climb out of that burnout feeling, which is exactly where I'm at right now. So today's the first day where physically my body actually is starting to feel better. And I think it's because I took the last 3 days to just rest. I didn't even like mean to. I actually had to. My body was not trying to do all the things that I wanted to do. So it was 3 days of just trying to relax a little bit more, taking things a bit slower, eating really well, drinking lots of water, talking about how I was feeling, and rearranging my schedule, reanalyzing my expectations of myself, taking some things off my plate. That's what I've spent the last 3 days doing, and still not 100%, and I don't expect myself to be, but I have to keep on the train that I'm on. I have to keep mindful that I don't just load my plate right back up as soon as I start feeling better again, because I definitely don't want to go back into a burnt out phase. I've dealt with burnout more than once in my life, and I know that it can actually end up taking much longer to heal from if you don't do so correctly right away. Especially, I think, creative freedom, depending on what your job is. But for my job, like, I have to be very creative to constantly be creating content. And so if I don't manage my burnout, and it really does ripple into all of those different areas, those different sources that we were just talking about, then it really deeply affects my life. And so I'm being very mindful that I don't just go blaze a trail right back into too much too soon all at once. Deeply absorb the lessons that I've learned this week, and absorb the pace that I've taken this week, and slowly but surely get back to the little things that I need to be doing, but keeping a very close eye on that priority list. So that's where I'm at today. Wish me luck, and I'm wishing you luck if you're listening to this feeling burnt out or feeling like you're right at the cusp of a burnout, because sometimes you can feel it coming on. Don't ignore those flags. Definitely take care of yourself. And if you have any tips on ways to overcome or work with burnout or deal with burnout or anything of the sort, come on over to YouTube if you're listening, or if you're already here, then just leave it in the comments down below. Those were the tips I came up with. Would love to hear yours. And I'm sending you a nice caffeinated coffee cheers from my side of the world. And I will see all of you guys, or talk to all of you guys, in our next Coffee Talk podcast episode. Bye, everyone.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.